In the holy name of Jesus, amen. Nothing challenges faith more than when you think you're doing the right thing, but then God doesn't act how you'd expect Him to. And when God doesn't meet your expectations, doubts creep in. At best, one is left unsatisfied with God's will. At worst, one is left questioning and in doubt of their faith. Enter in John the Baptist. He's somewhere between being unsatisfied with God's will and in doubt of his faith. Regardless, his faith was challenged by his experiences. The gospel starts with John in prison. He sent his people to ask Jesus the question, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" John's doubt about Jesus came less in the form of knowledge, but his doubt came in the form of trust. John knew Jesus well. He had baptized Jesus. He saw the Spirit descend upon Jesus from heaven like a dove. He heard the voice of the Father boom from heaven. He even pointed to Jesus as he approached him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." And so there's no doubt John had knowledge of Jesus. He knew what Jesus was coming to do. That he came to be the sacrificial offering for man's sin. He knew who he was, that he was the Son of God. He knew his power and glory were unmatched by man. But John also knew the prophecy of Isaiah 61, that Jesus, as the Messiah, was to come to set the captives free. But if this were the promise of God, then why was John in prison? John's faith knew who Jesus was. That wasn't his doubt. If John's faith didn't know who Jesus was or doubted that part of Jesus, do you think that John would have sent disciples to ask Jesus this question? But rather, John's faith doubted because it lacked trust in what God was doing. He knew God's promises, but didn't know if the execution of those promises were truly good. He doubted a vital aspect of the faith, such as taught in Romans 8:28, "All things work together for good for those who love them, who love God." Faith trusts God's work. Unbelief doubts that God's work is good. John was in prison for doing the right thing. He was a prophet who was prophesying of the coming Christ, calling all sinners to repentance, including King Herod. Prison didn't scare John the Baptist, but what scared John was Christ not delivering on what he thought he promised. So the fact that he was a prisoner puzzled John's faith. Was this the guy from prophesying from Isaiah 61 or not? Or should he hope and wait for another? Seeking clarity, John sent messengers to Jesus to ask if Jesus was the Christ, the Messiah, or if they should look for another. Jesus responded with the prophetic acts of his ministry. He says, "Go and tell John what you see and hear. The blind receive their sight and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear. and the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them. And blessed is the one who is not offended by me." Jesus' response to John was one that encourages patience. John's knowledge about Jesus being the chosen one sent by the Father is correct knowledge. But Jesus is telling John, keep living by faith, not sight. Don't be discouraged because of your current situation, but trust that I am working all things for the good of all mankind. The promises of God will come to fruition, despite the despairing circumstances of the present. So this was John's lesson from God to live by faith. And you won't get through this life without going through this lesson yourself. Learning to live by faith is a hard task because it demands patience amid pain and suffering. Living by faith means submitting to the notion that God knows what's good. It means He's right and you're wrong. So even when things don't match your expectation of what God does or should do, just hold on. Trust Him. Live by faith. Because He will deliver on His promises. Living by faith means that you believe He knows what's good, and that ultimately His word will be fulfilled. His promises will come to fruition. His promises may not come in the time frame that we want, that we wish for. It would have been super convenient for John if Jesus would have just hurried up and fulfilled the promise about setting the captives free. But then the trusting side of faith would have been shorted and unchallenged. Because the question is, will we still trust in God, even when we're waiting? Even while in our waiting, we struggle. Will we question or doubt God when our experiences seem unaligned with His promises? If we're being honest, yes. We will, just like John the Baptist. No one born of woman is greater than John, says Jesus, yet even he is a sinner in need of forgiveness. And most definitely, so are we. We're sinners. We have momentary lapses of faith. We'll have brief moments where we want God to fulfill His promises in our timing, not His, to benefit us. But that's being selfish. It's living by sight and selfishness, not generosity and in faith. Faith recognizes that God may be working through my pain and suffering for someone else. Or this trial and tribulation through which I struggle now may strengthen me so that I may help a brother or sister in Christ when they're in a similar situation. But prayerfully, you'll also be like John the Baptist and address your complaints, doubts, and questions to Christ your Lord. And that's what it also means to live by faith. That when you struggle, when you're in pain, you seek answers to your struggles and pain in Christ. And when the Lord answers, faith finds contentment with his word. Faith is content with what he gives, even if that means remaining in prison until one's own death. John the Baptist died before he could see the fullness of Christ's reign as Messiah. John's faith never saw the sight of the promise fulfilled, and in some sense, neither will we. If we look to the third article of the Creed within our lifetime, we won't see the fruition of the promise of the resurrection of the dead. We won't see the final judgment of evil people in this world. We won't see the establishment of the new heavens and the new earth. In eternal life, we will. Faith trusts that. But faith also recognizes we won't necessarily receive those things now. And so, as much as we hate to see loved ones die, we'd want those promises of resurrection to be true for us now. And for as much as we hate seeing wickedness run rampant in the world, we'd like to see God do something about it. And certainly he does. He doesn't idly sit by. But he acts not in the ways we'd always want. He deals with it by sending Christians to proclaim the truth of God's boundless love and healing through the cross, in offering repentance to their wickedness and unbelief. But we cannot change the hardness of the heart. Only the Holy Spirit can. We simply must trust that he's working where he wills, and that wickedness and unbelief will be dealt with on the last day. Living by faith means that we trust God, that we trust that God will bring these promises to fruition. However, and whenever the execution of God's promises will be content and satisfied with what he gives. For what he gives is good. Faith trusts that God can work good despite evil. All we have to do is look to the cross. It's a horrific scene. But the best gifts are given by God there, which is for your salvation. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.